Hi guys. You wanted me to talk to you today about how to change and create atmospheres with Father. And I didn't have a clue where to start to even describe that. But Praying Medic did a video this morning which kind of gave me a jumping off point. He was talking about a dream that he had that was a warning for us to pray for President Trump. And suddenly I realized that this is the perfect place for us to practice this. I'd like to say a couple things. First, we have to understand that the kingdom of God is within us. That means it's right here, right now, and we're in it all the time. And that's because we live in Him and He lives in us. It's from that vantage point that we make change in the earth. So we have to be able to see ourselves in the kingdom and see the kingdom first off. To me, it's a little similar to daydreaming. If you daydream, you kind of go into a whole different realm of existence, and if somebody walks up behind you and taps you on the shoulder, it can startle you, scare you, and you're a little discombobulated. I like that word. And it's hard to shift back into the world of the physical once you were deeply in the world of daydreaming. Well, the kingdom is kind of like that too. We can shift our perspective so that we're operating from that realm. But we're still aware of this one. A little like daydreaming. It's like boiling water. You can see the water in the pan, but when it boils and it turns into steam, you don't see the steam after it's in the air. But you can feel its effects in the humidity of the air. So you know it's there and you know it's real. And we know the kingdom is real and we know it's here within us. We're always talking about finding an open heaven or stepping into portals. I'm almost completely convinced that all of that is within us just as the kingdom is. So let me talk about one time when I used this. I don't like to say it that way because it sounds like I'm manipulating something myself. Okay, I'm just going to go forward. I was at work and there were customers causing lots of problems and trouble, and there was anger and lots of ugly atmosphere going on. And I walked into the room and saw what was happening, and in my heart I said, "Father, what do I do with this?" And he said, "This is in your kingdom. Because you work here, this is your kingdom. What are you going to do about it?" And I kind of turned my back to the whole thing and I said, to the air, the atmosphere, in a whisper, "This is mine. This is my kingdom. You ugly buggers are not allowed here. I am the ruler and the reigning royalty in this kingdom, and you're not allowed here. It's simple as that. This is mine." And when I turned back around, all the ugly attitudes and the people that were bearing them had left. Things just immediately settled down, and I learned something from that. I had a right to do that in that building because I work there, so it's part of my kingdom. I'm not the CEO of the company. I don't own the company. I'm not even in a management position. And that's by my own choice. I don't want to step into a place where my focus is so completely surrounded by the physical. I want to be able to look at this and rule and reign from the spiritual. And I have the authority to do that because that place is now in my kingdom. I'm there. Anything that enters into my atmosphere is in my kingdom. Now, that small K, I hope everybody gets that. And my kingdom is inside the kingdom of God, and so is yours. We each have a realm of responsibility and authority. Okay, so Praying Medic was talking about President Trump and the things that are going on with him, and it occurred to me we can all do something about that. Praying Medic asked for prayer, but how much is our prayer changing things? We seem to focus so much on the physical realm around us and the people themselves rather than the entities and spirits. We don't fight against flesh and blood. If we do, we're fighting the wrong battle. We're fighting principalities and powers. And we've thought, well, do I have the authority to speak about anything that's going on in Washington, D.C.? Well, yeah, you live in this country, don't you? You got your foot in the door. I got my foot in the door where I work, and that's all I need. So, you have authority here. We have no business being afraid of the powers of darkness. We have a God who's in control, and his power, compared to those powers of darkness, is amazing. I mean, it's like a raindrop compared to an ocean, right? So if we want to step into the kingdom, I often don't even have to close my eyes. I just need to change my perspective and recognize the kingdom within me. I just pause for a moment. Sometimes I close my eyes for an instant just to regroup. Okay, I'm shifting focus now. My focus is from the kingdom. I am in the kingdom. And as I sink into that more and more, there's like a fire that burns inside of me, inside me. And I feel its warmth and its power. And I can speak from there. That's the position we have in that seat next to Jesus. We're on top of a mountain from that perspective. And Jesus is sitting right next to us. So I sit in that seat and I look at the issue. And right now we're talking about this issue of people who want to get rid of Trump, his enemies. Okay, that's the issue, Jesus. That's the issue. As I sit here next to you and you've given me the keys to the kingdom, what is the key that will unlock the door to this one? And lots of times I sit and wait for a minute. I let him show me a picture or speak to my heart. This is my president. This is my country. So right at this moment, I just feel like taking the same stance I did at work. Okay, all you ugly buggers. I like to call them that. This is mine. You don't have a right here. You need to leave. This is my country, this is my president, and this is my atmosphere. So, I'm gonna pull the plug. I see you like a balloon. I'm gonna pull the plug out of the end, and all the air is gonna come right out of you. You just. All your purposes and plans, they just kind of crumble like dust and they fall to the ground. All your ideas become discombobulated. All your purposes float away like steam. They're nothing. And this is what I see. And this is what I believe. I'm going to ask for protection. Jesus, how do you want to do that? Do we want to call angels? This is ours. If you guys understand what I'm saying here, go with it. Keep going with it. Because each one of you is going to see something a little different than the other. And that doesn't mean it's wrong. That actually means it's right. Because when you're creating something totally different than anyone else has ever created. An artist does not paint a picture exactly like another artist paints it. They see a vision in their heart and their mind that is unique to them. That's what creation is. You create. And what makes it work? Because you're in the kingdom. What makes it effective? Because your heart is in his heart. And it's right, and you know it, and you feel it. He's everything, and we are everything in him. Let's do this. We don't have to jump out there and become, oh, not going to say that. Become everything that he's put in your heart. Yes, do that. But change the face of the earth from that perspective of the kingdom. I hope this has been helpful. I love you guys. And maybe we'll do this again soon. Write me notes. I'll try to respond. Bye-bye.